This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon in Pennsylvania.
Holy crap. Thank God we got rid of that horrible caller. Jesus. Come on, what are you doing?
I don't think he's horrible. I think...
Well, he's pretty cool.
No, I don't think he's horrible. I think he smoked a lot of reefer today.
Yeah, well, can I get a blue moon and a girl with daddy issues while we're at it, please?
Wait a minute. That can't be good. Am I still on? Yeah, you're still on. Then it made me think for a minute that I was like, was that bad? I'm like, not really.
I think you can put that on there. I think we're good.
Thanks.
I want to ask you, I've been a long time
Flyers
fan. Flyers fan. They suck. Flyers always suck. They always have two crappy goalies that they alternate. I'm surprised they won tonight. Is there any chance they could win Game 6? And the other question is, do you honestly think the Sixers can make the finals and maybe even win the championship? Or is that
I just want to say this, your boy Pierre McGuire tonight, I was listening to him, and I got nothing against Pierre, but Pierre needs to stop talking so much. Okay, here's what he said. In the middle of the game, literally, when Gensel scored the goal, right? Go watch. He said that Neuwirth was tired and he was in big trouble. He was tired and he wasn't going to like make it the rest of the night. He was like, he said on the first goal, he was slow getting across the crease. On the second goal, it was between the legs. He's in big trouble. He's tired. They may want to get him out of there. And then he ended up winning the game. Never gave up another goal the rest of the way. You know, these guys, they just talk so much that they listen to themselves and they just believe everything that comes out of their mouth. Here's the deal. I'm watching a game. I went, oh my God, they just gave up a shorty. It's game over. Game over. You don't give up shorthanded goals in Stanley Cup playoff games and win. There you go. Do I think did this guy just ask me if the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup? No, they're going to.
Sixers.
Oh, the Sixers? But because he doesn't believe the Flyers will get it done because they don't have goaltending? You're right about that. Thank you. I'm rooting for the Sixers because I think Joel Embiid's a badass, and I like watching Simmons play too. And I'm a huge Bellinelli fan. I'll also say, not that I know anything, I still believe Pittsburgh will win that series on the ice with the Flyers. I mean, in the two games in Philly, didn't they score 10 goals, the Penguins? And then tonight, it's unbelievable to me that they can't win on their home ice. That, to me, is a real problem. That, to me, is starting to make me wonder if they can do it again, because I respect them more than you know. 5 Stanley Cups later, back-to-back twice, I give them all the credit in the world. But to me, you just kind of, I mean, how many home games are you going to lose? It's the first series, for Christ's sakes, and they're losing every home game they play. Am I wrong? They won the first game. They've lost the last two, right? I mean, win a game on your home ice, for Christ's sakes. I mean, punch someone in the mouth and stick it in the goal and win. What's the problem? You got to win all your games on a road. What are you, afraid of your local media and fans?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.